You see, based on black and white, that yes and no will be one and zero. That's what computer is. But there is something which is beyond this logic. One of them is the subject that we are looking at exactly now. And by some accident, somebody wanted to go back a couple of pages to look at the same problem. Let's start. Peter, first three verses only, please. No title, nothing.
Starting where?
It's saying, behold the people of the fire and those of paradise.
Would you mind if we read the introduction or just the three verses?
Just the three verses. Listen carefully.
Behold the people of the fire and those of paradise dwelling in the same shop. Between them is a barrier which they do not seek to cross. He hath mixed the people of the fire and the people of the light. Between them he hath reared the mountain of Kaf. He hath mixed like earth and gold in the mine. Between them are 100 deserts and caravanserais.
Okay. This is the beginning of today's lesson. The title is the meaning of something which is in Arabic. And that something in Arabic is exactly the same language. The translation actually is very simple. That's the first verse. Half of the first verse actually is that title. And it talks about something. What is that something he's talking about? First, let's dig that one, understand it. What did you understand? Maybe you didn't listen carefully. Do you want it to be read again? Huh? Would you please read it again?
Behold the people of the fire and those of paradise dwelling in the same shop. Between them is a barrier which they do not seek to cross. He has mixed the people and of the fire and the people of the light. Between them he has reared the mountain of Kaf. He has mixed like earth and gold in the mine. Between them are 100 deserts and caravanserais.
Okay, what was that about? Help me, because to me, that doesn't make a sense. The Persian verse is even more difficult. I mean, I don't think that it is English, and if you're Iranian or Persian, you will understand it. No. Half of it is in Arabic. That Barzakh al-Bayakhdiyan is Arabic. And he will use it just like that. What did he mean?
The people, existence and non-existence?
In a way.
Excuse me, it means people who are doomed to perdition, and people that are destined for paradise. Is all the people of the world.
Paradise is in the middle of hell.
Yin yang.
It's in a way, if I say, today I saw a very dry man coming out of the shower. And a blind man driving a plane. What do you think when I talk like that? Because that's what it is. It says there is a relationship between two stuff that logically you will never get it. It's like this. Imagine two oceans. The waves of these oceans could touch each other. And these two oceans are divided by the highest mountain. Now what will you do? Because that's what he's talking about. Because that's the dilemma of logic. for you, this ocean either should be divided by a mountain or be adjacent, right? And you cannot imagine it to be both at the same time, and it is both at the same time. In that existence and non-existence that you mentioned, yes, every living animal is dead and alive at the same time. Yeah, it's going like a pendulum, and that's it. It ticks. Life ticks. Life is not continuum. There is no continuum. There is no way that we will follow a child becoming you. There is a lot of moments of non-existence that no quantum between each quantum. Yeah. Now we understand there is a no quantum between each quantums are divided by no quantums, which are they bigger or smaller than quantum? You tell me. Quantum by nature covers everything, because the limitless one is the quantum. The limited one is the quantum. And you see, this is mathematics. Even now, mathematics is like that, because the serious thing, really, in mathematics is when you follow this string theory. And you will see that mathematics arrived to a point that the physicians are talking like the magicians. They talk about something they are sure there is, and they are sure that nobody could prove it ever. And they know that deeper you go in the levels of, in the scale of things, smaller you go, you will find different things. And there is a level that, when you go beyond it, means the foundation of the level you just observed is chaos. This is what it is. Now, some of our physicians will understand it. Maulana, I expect you to somehow understand it. Not with your mind, because your mind is like a black and white TV. Imagine that I want to talk about the rainbow, and you are watching it on a black and white TV. What will happen? You will be confused, except if you use your imagination. That's what you should use. This imagination stuff will come to later. Guess when? The beginning of book two, when we start to talk about the knowledge. Go and read the first paragraph of book two. First half is description of this and that and that and that and that. Second half of the first paragraph, I said, this imagination, which is the thief and the cop at the same time, which could ruin everything but could save everything, because the imagination of my beloved is the basic of the knowledge I'm going to give you. We have it in our imagination, not in our logic. This is beyond that logic. In a second verse, he gave you another kind of that. He said, okay, look at the people in the fire and look at the people in the light. The people of the fire and light, are they different people or same people? That's a good question. Do not answer it, because it could be both. From the physical point of view, the burning and the fire will emanate the light, is the source of light. But for us, we call the silly people who are going to hell the people of fire, and our awliya and saints are the people of light. Right? These two people, where are they? Good people or bad people, no matter which way, let's say mystically or logically, good people and bad people, they're all run mixed up. Are they? You say, between them there is that limitless mountain. Remember, God.